Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The MBTA proposing fare changes. 50 Cent investigates homicides in hip-hop. And the trailer drops for the hip-hop Avengers. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Pete Davidson ain't scared of Kanye's threats, so why is he beefing up his security?
Leroy has your sports.
To all the Tom Brady disciples out there, I'm here to tell you, your king ain't all that.
But first, the MBTA is proposing some fare changes that could go into effect later this year. The proposed changes include permanent 5-day flex pass for the commuter rail, reduced price for the 1-day link pass, expanded second transfers, and reduced fares for eligible riders. Now, there will be virtual public meetings on February 10th and 17th, and if approved, they would go into effect on July 1st. 50 Cent has another TV project in the works. Hip Hop Homicides will have Van Lathan from formerly from TMZ will serve as the host of the series, and it'll look at a number of unsolved murders in the hip hop community in an attempt to uncover details of what really happened.
Tupac, Biggie, yeah. XXXTentacion. I can't think of his name.
Just Nipsey that. Hussle?
Nipsey Hussle. Thank you very much.
Well, it'll air.
Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke. That's another good one.
Because you were sitting there like, how many are there?
No,
I mean, there have been some.
I was thinking yeah. Nipsey Hussle, but no, there's been a bunch, but it's like, sometimes you forget. There's just so much stuff. Like, Meatloaf died. I thought Meatloaf has been dead.
Jesus. I love that song, The Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It's a great
song.
Man,
yeah. Have you heard the remix?
Oh, geez, here we go.
If you want to watch Hip Hop Homicides, it'll air on WeTV later this year. And what a surprise yesterday as the trailer dropped
for
the Super Bowl halftime show, a.k.a. the Hip Hop Avengers. Yes. Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and Dr. Dre. And we now go to our expert analyst, Romero, to break it all down.
It was pretty good. Back to you, Pebble. Just kidding. It was amazing. It was amazing. And the crazy thing is, like, I saw it quite a bit. Quite a bit.
When you say quite a bit,
you
had to estimate how many times you watched it.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay. Probably more than 10.
Wow.
20, it's a 4-minute long trailer, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, trying to, like, I'm like, it was about an hour plus. 20, give or take. It was right around 20. I'm not even joking. I love the idea of it. It was tremendous. Great production value. He could have gone a little extra and made it a little more superhero-like. Maybe done a special sound to contact them.
But maybe that's not what he was going for. Thing.
No. Exactly. And I'm fine with what it was.
Yeah.
I think he could have made it more comedy-like also. I watched it so much that I started thinking of offshoots.
How
you
would do it.
Yeah. And I think, one way that would have been funny, even though I really love the intro with Eminem versus Slim Shady and things like that, maybe they could have been doing regular, like, loser jobs. And all of a sudden they would have gotten the signal and done a Superman and transformed.
That.
You know what I mean?
Like, what have you been doing lately?
Yeah, like Kendrick Lamar, like driving a bus, and all of a sudden he gets a signal. He just
like
runs
that.
Off the bus. You know,
well,
something
who
like
knows?
That.
This could just be the first of a series of trailers.
That would be amazing. I can't
know.
Believe we're only getting what? What are we getting? Like a 10-minute or 15-minute show? That's what I'm
the
mad about.
The halftime show is like 17 between
two
17
trailers,
and 20 minutes. Yeah,
two trailers. Yeah, it really is.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, good news and bad news from Vegas. Let's start with the bad news first. Adele fans are going to have to wait a bit longer for her Vegas residency. In a post on her Instagram yesterday, she explained and she apologized.
I'm so sorry. My show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can,
to put it together in time, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID. They still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show. I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm
that
so sorry.
That reminds me of something.
Oh, here we go.
What does that remind me of?
I'm honestly, like, I'm sorry to everybody. I'm sorry to the people who I heard it. And, you know, I'm sorry
Adele,
to everybody.
Adele, apologize to your mom.
And I'm just sorry to all the times I made my mom cry.
There we go. We forgive you, Adele.
Well, the residency was set to start today at Caesars, but Adele's promising rescheduled dates to be announced soon. But in some good Vegas news, starting February 25th, you'll be able to see Silk Sonic at Park MGM. So make your Vegas plans now. Don't expect to see Wendy Williams back at her talk show anytime soon. Now, you may have heard that Wendy's health has been declining and in a recent incident stripped down naked and was touching herself in front of a group of people. Now, sources are saying all the rumors of her health declining are true. And the source says several staff members are concerned about Wendy, saying she's been drinking heavily, that her desire to work is gone, she's lost her spark, and that physically needs help eating, getting out of bed, and even getting dressed. It's really sad. Wendy's rep, though, denies reports, saying any speculation about her not returning is just speculation. And earlier this week, I told you guys how Pete Davidson was laughing at Kanye's diss track where he said he was going to beat Pete's ass.
God sent me from that crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
Well, Pete may think it's funny, but that didn't stop him from beefing up his security team. A source says he's never needed security, but that dating Kim is another level of fame. Saying, quote, he's still Pete, but now Pete comes with a 6'1", 220-pound security guard. Oh, and on another note, the rumors that Pete's been slacking and missing SNL rehearsals to hang with Kim are just rumors. Mm-hmm. Reps for SNL say that Pete has not missed any rehearsals. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, robot umps are almost ready to show up in Major League Baseball. They've been using them in the minor leagues.
Good.
But now they're going to be using them in AAA, which is the highest you can go before the majors. And another great thing is that if you're looking for a job, they've posted Major League Baseball. They're looking for operators. So go there and get yourself a job.
I like it.
Yeah, that's
a great idea.
I do, too. I do, too.
There's some, like, old school people who are weird. They're like, that takes away the naturalness of the game. I'm like, mistakes? Mistakes is what you're trying to say? If we got a robot and it's going to nail a ball, a strike, whether a guy's safe or out.
Right.
So, wait, there's robots, but then there are people operating the robots. So
I was wondering the same thing.
It's very simple. I think it's more like this. Hey, strike three, press reset. That's it. So that it can go back for the next, you know, batter or whatever.
What kind of bootleg robots are they getting? They can't get a robot that lasts for the entire game?
Or just, you got to monitor it and make sure it's, you know, operating correctly. Anyways, the Bruins-Capitals game was a little chippy last night. It went down to literally the last minute. And it was the Bruins who came out on top 4-3. And Tom Brady is a certified, listen to me clearly, a certified diva. He knows it and he loves it. Now, I know this because in a clip from the Let's Go podcast, Brady was asked if he believed the officials favor him. And here's what your diva said.
I don't feel like I get him as much as people may think that I get him. I do know that they probably let me get away with a lot of unsportsmanlike conducts, you know, talking smack to the other team and talking smack to the refs when I don't think I get the right call. I'm kind of a pain in their ass if you don't already know that.
You know, last hour I had a list of divas, which was Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Aretha Franklin. I'm going to take Whitney off and put Tom Brady in there, all right? So it's Brady, Mariah, Aretha. What a, I mean, come on, man. This dude. Anyway, Celtics Blazers tonight at 7:30. Bruins Jets tomorrow at 3. And the NFL playoffs continue all weekend long. So enjoy, and that's your sports.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.